And as we approach the 15th anniversary of 9/11 this weekend, we've been having conversations with a range of people about the attacks. Today, we welcome former Democratic Senator Bob Graham, who chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee after 9/11 and fought to get 28 pages of a 2002 congressional report on the attacks declassified because, he said, the pages showed links between the 9/11 hijackers and the Saudi government. They were declassified in July with many redactions, and they do show that while they were in the U.S., some of the hijackers were in contact with and received support from people who may have been connected with the Saudi government. Bob Graham joins us now. Senator, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about a subject that I think is very important to the American people.
Well, and you pushed for a long time for those 28 pages to be released. They were released, and the Saudis say they proved nothing, that they did not prove any involvement by the Saudi government in the 9/11 attacks. What do you say?
I say the Saudis were reading it in a very selective basis. In fact, I think, and most of people who have read the 28 pages believe that there's a strong indication there that the Saudis, possibly at the highest level, were involved in assisting the 19 hijackers in carrying out their plot.
Well, what more do you want to be released to make the case to the American people that there was Saudi involvement?
I want everything that the U.S. government has that cannot meet a very high standard of national security to be released. I believe the American people deserve to know what their government is doing in their name. There's, I think, three buckets of items. One, some of the items mentioned in the 28 pages were investigations that had not been completed at the time that our inquiry ended in December of 2002. The Citizens 9/11 Commission, the FBI, the CIA were tasked to complete those investigations, to bring them to ground. And those investigations should be made public so that we can know what was the conclusion as to those unfinished items. Second, the 28 pages relate to matters that were known as of the fall of 2002. The fact is we know a lot more about the hijackers today than we did then. So there's new information that was not timely when the 28 pages were written. And second, the 28 pages were written largely about three of the 19 hijackers who lived in Los Angeles and San Diego. The other 16 lived east of the Mississippi, primarily in Florida, Virginia, and New Jersey. We need to get the same level of information about the hijackers in those places as we have about the three in Southern California. And finally, the families of the victims have for over a decade been attempting to litigate against the Saudi government and various entities based on their being co-conspirators with the 19 hijackers. They have thus far been frustrated by the principle of sovereign immunity, that the king can do no wrong, so you can't sue the king. There is legislation which is acronymed to JASTA, which is moving through the Congress, which would carve out a narrow exception where there was evidence that a foreign government was working in tandem with a terrorist organization, and the result of that was injury to Americans on U.S. soil. That JASTA amendment has passed the U.S. Senate unanimously and is now before the U.S. House of Representatives. I would urge that the House take up and pass this legislation, ideally doing it before the 15th anniversary of 9/11.
But if it is proven that Saudi Arabia and the Saudi government were behind the 9/11 attacks or aided the terrorists in a significant way, what would the reason be for the U.S. to have accommodated any of this or to try to cover up things that had happened?
There are a mix of reasons. One of those was President Bush had stated in one of his early messages to the American people after 9/11 that we would pursue anyone that was found to have given aid and comfort to the 19 hijackers to the ends of the earth and bring them to justice. Well, when all of this information about the Saudis' involvement became apparent, it was inconvenient to the goal of the Bush administration to go to war with Iraq. Thus, the information was suppressed and has largely been suppressed since September the 11th, 2001. It's more difficult to answer the question that you ask as it relates to the Obama administration. I can ascribe it only to the fact that the Middle East has been in such turmoil that the administration has made a decision that in spite of the consequences of not holding Saudi Arabia to account for what it did almost 15 years ago, we would continue this practice of submerging information and not taking any action against Saudi Arabia for the damage that it has done to the people of the United States.
And Senator Graham, as you've been looking into this, do you have any sense of the motive on the part of Saudi Arabia? Why would they take such a risk to be involved in an attack like this?
Just as in the previous questions, I hope that when all the information about 9/11 is made available, it will give us sharper answers to those questions. My speculation as to why would the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or affiliates of the kingdom be involved goes back to a fundamental principle of Saudi Arabia, which is one of survival. It is a country which grew out of tribal warfare in the 18th and 19th centuries in the Arabian Peninsula. It has always been concerned about its vulnerability. My speculation is that Osama bin Laden, armed with 30,000 warriors who had just played a major part in removing the Russians from Afghanistan, threatened the kingdom that if it would not provide him assistance in a plot that he was developing and realized that would require some support from inside the United States and knew that the Saudis had the capability to provide that support, threatened the kingdom with civil unrest if they did not do so, and they succumbed to his entreaties.
Senator Graham, I imagine that there are some people in the White House right now who, if listening to this, would say, look, we really like Bob Graham. He's a friend of ours, but he doesn't have the evidence to make the claim that he's making, and we release the 28 pages, and it still doesn't prove what he's saying.
It doesn't prove because it is more of a, I describe it as being the cork in the bottle. And now we need to pour out the information that I think would have been unavailable before the 28 pages were released, but now are available. And that follow-up information to the leads that were first encountered in the 28 pages. We need the full information in order to make an informed and final judgment as to the role of Saudi Arabia in 9/11. One question, which I think is the core question that has not been answered by those who have debunked the theory that Saudi Arabia played a role, is they have to sustain the case that these 19 hijackers, most of which could not speak English, most of whom had never been to the United States before and were not well educated, that they could have carried out such a sophisticated plot as 9/11 without assistance from within the United States.
Do you think that we have learned the lessons that we needed to learn after 9/11 about how to protect the United States from a future attack like that?
we've learned some lessons, and we see it maybe most prominently in commercial aviation. We've seen all the changes that are designed to avoid a repetition of 9/11. But one of the criticisms of generals is that they fight the last war and are not aware of the changes, sometimes subtle and sometimes more significant, that have occurred since the last war. I think we're somewhat in that same position here, that in order to fully protect the American people, we need to know all the facts about 9/11 and then from that decide what are the steps that are most likely to protect the American people from a repetition.
That's Bob Graham, a former senator from Florida, former Florida governor. He chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee after 9/11. Senator Graham, always great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.